had Adamat's children. Adamat paused at the front door. Adran's soldiers, their dark blue uniforms almost impossible to see in the darkness, took up spots beneath the dining room windows, their muskets at the ready. Adamat looked down at the door. Fay had chosen this house instead of one closer to town, in part because of the door. It was a sturdy oak door with iron hinges. She felt that a strong door made her family safer. He'd never had the heart to tell her the door frame was riddled with termites. In fact, Adamat had always meant to have it replaced. Adamat stepped back and kicked right next to the doorknob. The rotten wood exploded with the impact. Adamat ducked into the front hall and brought his pistol up as he rounded the corner. All four of the goons burst into action. One of the big men leapt toward the back doorway leading to the staircase. Adamat held his pistol steady and fired, and the man dropped.
"Don't move," Adamat said. "You're surrounded."
The remaining three goons stared back at him, frozen in place. He saw their eyes go to his spent pistol, and then they all went for him at once. The volley of musket balls from the soldiers outside burst the window, and glass showered the room like frost. The remaining goons went down, except Farouka the fox. He stumbled toward Adamat with a knife drawn, blood soaking the sleeve of one arm. Adamat reversed the grip on his pistol and brought the butt down on Rocha's head. Just like that, it was over. Soldiers spilled into the dining room. Adamat pushed past them and bolted up the stairs. He checked the children's rooms first. All empty. Finally, the master bedroom. He flung the door open with such force it nearly flew off the hinges. The children were huddled together in the narrow space between the bed and the wall. The older siblings embraced the younger ones, shielding them in their arms as best they could. Seven frightened faces stared up at Adamat. One of the twins was crying, no doubt from the crack of the muskets. Silent tears streamed down his chubby cheeks. The other poked his head out timidly from his hiding place beneath the bed. Adamat breathed a sigh of relief and fell to his knees. They were alive. His children. He felt the tears come unbidden as he was mobbed by small bodies. Tiny hands reached out and touched his face. He threw his arms wide, grabbing as many of them as possible and pulling them closer. Adamat wiped the tears from his cheeks. It wasn't seemly to cry in front of the children. He took a great breath to compose himself and said,
"Omea, you're safe. I've come with Field Marshal Tamas's men."
Another round of happy sobs and hugs followed before Adamat was able to restore order.
"Where is your mother? Where's Joseph?"
Fanish, his second oldest, helped to shush the other children.
"They took Astrid a few weeks ago," she said, pulling at her long black braid with shaking fingers. "Just last week they came and took Mama and Joseph."
"Astrid is safe," Adamat said. "Don't worry." "Did they say where they were taking Mama and Joseph?"
Fanish shook her head.
Adamat felt his heart fall, but he didn't let it show on his face. "Did they hurt you? Any of you?"
He was most concerned for Fanish. She was 14, practically a woman. Her shoulders were bare beneath her thin nightgown. Adamat searched for bruises and breathed a word of thanks there were none.
"No, Papa," Fanish said. "I heard the men talking. They wanted to, but..."
"But what?"
"A man came when they took away Mama and Joseph. I didn't hear his name, but he was dressed as a gentleman. He spoke very quietly. He told them that if they touched us before he gave them permission, he..."
She trailed off and her face went pale. Adamat patted her on the cheek.
"You've been very brave," he reassured her gently. Inside, Adamat fumed.
Once Adamat was no longer any use to him, Vetus, no doubt, would have turned those goons loose on the children without a second thought.
"I'm going to find them," he said.
He patted Fanish on the cheek again and stood up. One of the twins grabbed his hand.
"Don't go,"
he begged. Adamat wiped the little one's tears.
"I'll be right back. Stay with Fanish."
Adamat wrenched himself away. There was still one more child and his wife to save. More battles to win before they were all...